holding in seven coupes. And we did not do the Mishaburas yet. And Sif Aleph. Okay, so the Shacharar said that it's also to sit within our Amas of the Mispalo. So the Mishabura, we got Smicha Osir. Not only is sitting a problem, but even leaning is a problem, or being supported is a problem. But smicha, where you're not really relying on the item to support you, that's not full smicha, so that Mishabur allows. But to lean in such a way that if the support were removed, the person would fall, that's the equivalent in halacha as if a person would be seated. And that's Osir. B'shach Arba Amos. Afilu kushu yoyshe b'alachsen, day b'arba Amos, will be in Arba Amos in b'alachsen. So you find certain areas of halacha that we had in the halachas of cases of tchum, etc., that we calculate Dalet Amos as a box, not as a circle. Over here you calculate it as a circle, which means the person who's davening is in the middle, and you measure four Amos away from him in all directions. You do not need to create a box which would be four Amos forward and four Amos back and four Amos to the side, and then draw a box based on that, because then at the edges your distance is not four Amos but 5.6 Amos. If the person who's davening is on one side, and this item is gevoya sora v'rochav arba, it's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, modulation b'tzad asheni. So then the other person can be seated on the other side. Because there's something in between which has the status of a rishus, which is interrupting between the two. We'll see in the next halacha, there's an issue, a separate issue of walking in front of the person who's davening. And one of the explanations is because that's an issue of distraction. So the fact that this is not so high and the person who's davening can see over, is not the height of a person. So a person can still see. That's very possible, it's still distracting. And therefore, according to that explanation, that's going to be a problem, even though there's something interrupting.
What are you saying about
Halachas
Ketanas?
What's your question, Svi?
Four Amos, what diameter, sir?
No, I'm saying that. You don't create a box around the person who's davening. You create a circle around the person who's davening.
Radius, sir?
Radius, yeah.
What? The people can't...
You know, let's sit with the Dalet Amos.
Sit or walk?
Right now we're talking about sitting. Nechim is had a prima godem b'sim mitzad yisiv kotten hei sheesh lehachmar labrim ba'al memra negat ha-mispalo afshu v'shush b'fnei atzmei. The memra was a raised area where the bima would stand on. And it was a raised area, so you have somebody diving behind the bima, and since the memra was raised, we could argue that the different shows and maybe be mutter to walk in front of the person who's davening. So he says, no, you can't, because the issue of walking in front is because of the distraction. Since he can still see you, it's distracting, and that's also. But
what's that mean?
The Al-Memra is a raised bima. Relationship, but to be seated, matar b'shus acheres, afilu b'shus acheres. But to be seated, the prima godem allows you to be seated, if you're since you're in a different shus, that's mutar, even though you're within the Dalet Amos of the person who's davening. Fine.
How far the beginning? So if he's standing next to something which is your high, and if it's solid, wide. So what's the difference how high it is? What's the difference if it's there or not? If it's solid, almost apart, that's adequate. That's what the copper says.
It's four tefachim wide. So you're still being seated within the dalet am, the dalet amos of the mispal, because the width of the.
Well, how do you know it's tefachim?
Because the simplest, the Gevoya Sora is referring to Tvachim, not Amos. So therefore, probably the Tvachim is also our Boaz also, but Tvachim, it's Arba Amos without a hay, and Arboa Tvachim with a hay.
Yeah, it's fine if you write out the word, but you sure didn't.
Oh, I have it written out. Okay.
You have it written out? Oh, I don't.
Okay. But that's what it means.
What?
That solves the problem, right? It also.
Now, I've never been in shul who seems to worry about this.
Okay, I know. That's a true statement. Okay, we'll see. Maybe we'll find some Ethereum. Okay. Let's just see. We'll see. The Mishabura gives you one or two things, but there are some suggestions for a Terem, but nothing really compelling.
What about
today? Arbo, what for him? Arbo, amos, arba, amos. Okay. Shalom Yisbalo. I feel like I'm Yisbalo. Even if the person, not only he finished Shmon Esrei already, he's holding down the Shemon Esrei in the extra bakashas. He's still a chiyuv to stand. He can't be seated in that while he's doing that. Calls much shalei pos, as long as he hasn't taken his three steps back. This also is relevant in the issue of you shouldn't walk in front of the person who's davening. It applies to the tachnunim at the end. Now this point, Mishabura is machriya that's so. There is a shita which holds that once you get to the tachnunim, it's more lenient and it's not a problem. So one of the coolas that which exists over here is a person already holding at the end. I mean, he's saying the paragraph of in the Tzolah Shani Meirah, look at the Tzolah Shani Meirah, or he's adding in some extra precautions over there at that point, you'd be allowed to be seated or walk in front of him. That's one coola. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't accept that. But this applies whether you're in front of him. To be seated is a problem behind him as well. That's the opinion of the Achronim. Okay, but if a person is davening, different types of part of tefillah, then it doesn't look like the process of just being seated, just like spacing out, when this person is davening, is almost you're saying, I don't want to be having to do with what he's doing. He's davening and I'm just spacing out. But if you're davening, you're davening. This applies even if you're davening as El Mekamen, which is not tefillah in a certain sense, it's limud haTorah, but that's also sufficient. Perkei El Mekamen, Sifkat and Hay. Who adin im oisek beprokim bevircha b'shabbos kam kein mutter leishev b'tzadam yismal. Person saying Perkei Avos, which is part of the in the shuls would say Perkei Avos. They you know, it's part of tefillah simenachot. They say many shuls, the ones who say it, they say chazar shashatz, tikoskel when it's relevant. They say the kaddish tiskabel. Then they sit down and say Pirkei Avos, and then when they finish, they say aleinu when they say the kaddish yosim at the end. So that's part of the, it's set up to be part of the tefillah. So therefore, a person is being oisik in something which has to do is some element of the tefillah. He's allowed to be seated next to the person who's davening. Okay. Now then he says the yeshmish some are matter not only tefillah but even a person is learning. That's also sufficient. The Isser is sitting there doing nothing. So that's almost like a statement. Here he's talking to Hashem. You're just like sitting there doing nothing. It's almost you're saying, I'm not interested in being connected to what this person is doing. So that's not proper. However, the near kilo ain't right to the Kabbalah of Omach Hashemayim. Alba Kashu Yoshe Ba'isik Patera, Rehu Kima Kabbalah of Omach Hashemayim. He's recognizing the validity and the importance of Torah, so obviously he's committing to serve Hashem. So that's not a problem. But the first opinion says that it's only tikkunei tefillah, but limud haTorah is not would not allow you to be seated, and it would be proper to be machmer to stand, like the first opinion. Unless it's difficult, I will add a leniency that when a person seated behind, but that already has an argument about whether that you could argue possibly that it's not an usur, and you combine that with the fact that he's learning, you can be mekel. Okay. So they're being mekel when a person is being usur b'tarah. But this heter is in Sukkot and Zion, dafke im moitzi divrei Torah b'sosa. We're talking about the person is actually verbalizing words of Torah. Amahar b'libo eno moyel, person just thinking, even though he's thinking and learning, he's seriously thinking and learning, but he's thinking. So that doesn't have the heter, because afilo b'yoni tikkuni hatfilas, even if his thought process is about how to daven properly, it's still aser. Also, the whole reason why we're being matters is saying that the problem of being seated is if you're saying, I'm not, you know, he's standing there talking to Hashem, and I'm like sort of like sitting here and not doing that. I'm just not doing anything else. I'm just not doing that. But if you're going to be learning Torah, so you are being Kabbalah Omach Hashemayim. That's if it's obvious. But if it's not, if the person's not saying words of Torah, just sitting there spacing, I don't know, maybe he's thinking about a mathematical equation. I don't know what he's thinking about. So that's a problem. Okay. Then he said that some say that this halacha of Dalai Lama is only if it's off to the side. But if it's in front of him, Kimloy Einab is also a problem. And that they also argue, they say, and because but tefillah is not allowed, doesn't make a mutter.
What?
Being oisik but tefillah, but like kriya shema or something like that, saying prayers. Aba kenegdai mimnation near kemishtacha b'loy. So the iser of being in front of him, even kimloy ena b'zaser, because it looks like he's bowing to you. If he's a dafka leisha b'zaser b'lamad is mutter, hila b'sach arma amis. Okay, so he says a few things. He says, first of all, what's the problem? Since this person is, as it were, seated, and you're bowing down towards this person who's seated, but if he's standing, it doesn't look like you're being mishtacha to him. So therefore, you're allowed to stand. You're allowed to stand even within his dalat amis, but possibly that's not so, because if people find it distracting, they have somebody standing right next to them who's not davening. Right? And we saw before that there was a tremendous amount of effort put in that you're not supposed to distract people during the davening. We discussed this, you can't daven loudly because you're distracting people. We'll see later on some halachas about that you shouldn't be like looking around the room and focusing on other people. You're distracting people during davening, when they're davening. So similarly, standing right next to them also is distracting. Fine. So this Yesh Mishamater, he said it's a problem. I'm saying Yesh Mishamach, it was the Oyser, said it's a problem in front of him, Kimloy Einov, and it also said that learning doesn't solve the problem. Philo Oyser, given he's being Oyser in Kriya Shema. So the whole problem looks like he's not being Makabal Mach Shemaim, he's saying Shema. So what's the problem? Pirish, Shayoshim Negam Mispalul. Oisik b'kriya shema, the person who's Reuven is davening, and Shimon, who's standing in front of him, is saying Shema. Still the Tosa. The first opinion does not add this extra chumrah of that milafon of kimloi enu bazasu. That is the prechadish. Bashar yachadim, but other yachadim. Kashish atayb lahach v'chayesh misha omer. They say it's preferable kimloi enu of. If you're in front of him, kim le'enim is also. So it's preferable to be machmer on that. Nearly shabimita chutz arba amas, mavadi in lahachmer, v'la yapetach arba amas, k'nal b'sif kon ches. But this is all talking about yeshiva, but amida is going to be mutter. Mr. Burr said already before, that could be, if you stand in front of him, right in front, within a dalar amas, and you're not davening, you're just like standing there, it's distracting, you know. I try to dive in, this guy just looking like right next to me. Like, look, it gets up, you know, like, why is he here? What's he doing? Why is he focused? You know, find it distracting. So, you shouldn't be, the goal over here is not to distract him. So, you shouldn't be doing it. Says, but that's, says, so, if a person goes to Kriya Shema, we can be mad to talk to Dalai Lama with him. With Amida. This Yeshayahu says that in front of, directly in front of him, is the fact that you're being Oisik and Tefillah doesn't make him look. Not like the first opinion. That's number one.
Why?
That's this opinion, not the first opinion, that in front of him, being Oisik and Tefillah, being the fact that you're saying Kriya Shema, whatever you're saying, doesn't make him mutter to sit in front of him. Mr. Burr is saying you should be machra like that cheetah. He's saying, okay, but you can be machra like that cheetah, but this much is true that according to the cheetah, well, there's an argument for maybe even Amida is a problem. So, no, Amida is mutter as long as you're not within his Dalai Lama's and or you're being Oisik in some type of a tefillah. Okay. It could be even tight Dalai Lama's could be mutter. Okay, then we did Siv Beis. It says a person who's weak, so that's mutter. Cholush, Sivkat Yud. The Rosh Lerman shall you do a shul cholush? It's known that he's weak. The Efshal Lamed, if he finds it difficult to stand, Kach Mutter Lalei Shev. That's why it's mutter, because the whole reason why it's also to sit is because it looks like you're sort of like sitting down and not doing what the Mispalel is doing. You're sort of like staging a sit in. Right, but we hear to chushashem mechachas alav that shemnei kach yashav. He's seen it because he had difficulty standing, physical issue. The davka leishem b'tzad hamispalu halafon about yeshvachrim apatolish cholish. But this is all talking about allowing you to sit, be seated near the mispalu, but in front of the mispalu you still. But the problem looks like he's bowing to you, and that's still a problem. So the fact that you are weak and it's obvious why you're seated doesn't solve the problem. Therefore, the person should move to the side. Okay, so by case of Cholush, we said it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch presents it as a language of Yesh Misha Omer. It doesn't bring anybody argues. So why does he say Yesh Misha Omer? Usually he says Yesh Omer because he's saying some say this, some say that. Our reader says Yesh Misha Omer to those who say. Right? So what is the point he's saying? He usually uses that language when he's saying, he's not simply saying that we argue when we pass it, not like that, but I only found it in one source. So when he does that, he writes, he will say that some say. Motzer b'yeshi is mechal tevorov. Imi efshel b'kal l'harchik arba amas v'leishev shom. If the person who's chalosh has difficulty moving, so he can rely on the opinion that you're allowed to be seated in my case of someone who's chalosh. Okay. Then Sif Gimel. If the person who was there first, who was seated first, and the other fellow came and started davening next to him, he's not mechuyav to stand up. And he said, even so, it is meaningless to see this to do so. Lokum. Alam mispal tzorach l'harchik abamas yemenu kashiroi tzolam al mispal. The opposite of what happens is So the Mishnah Berurah, that we tell the Mispalo, you know, it's not right that somebody should be seated when somebody else is davening next to him. So, yeah, that's a good point. So move. Right, we tell the Mispalo, you know, I hear your point, it's a good point, the person shouldn't be seated, but he's there first, so you go somewhere else and daven. Now, the language of Mishnah Berurah is mashma. That he's not saying it had to be remain seated. He's saying it's his muck. I mean, you got to go somewhere else. But if you did stand there, what happens next? Does he have to stand? He's not saying that. Okay. Reuben is seated, and Shimon comes to daven Shimon Esrei. So we say, you know, you can't have Shimon daven Shimon Esrei, Reuben being seated. But Reuben was here first. So the halacha says to Shimon, go somewhere else and daven. Don't daven here. Now, well, let's say Shimon didn't listen to that and started davening here. What's the halacha? Does Reuben have to stand up? Mishnah Berurah didn't discuss that. Mishnah Berurah says that the language of the Torah says, if the person is seated was there first, the other person is being Baba Gula, is coming within his territory. So, yeah. Mishnah Berurah says, what does that mean? It means go somewhere else. The inker point of what it means is that if he stood there, you could remain seated. Mishnah Berurah, like, sort of, right? The Shulchan's point was, in Tzarech Lokum, that the Reuben is seated, Shimon starts davening, Reuben to remain seated. That's all the Shulchan Aruch said. It didn't say that there's any theme in Shimon to move somewhere else. Come to Shabur, and Mishabur adds, like, and by the way, Shimon should go somewhere else. So, like, that that's a kinach, which we didn't see that in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a whole new point. Okay, Bobby Guloy. Now, what's his argument? I was here first, it's my Malkum. Zog to Mishabur, Badaka Bebesu. We talk about, you know, we made a meeting together in the house. It's my house. And I'm seated. It's my Malkum. So, excuse me. You can't force me to get up. So, if you want to die with somebody next to you, go somewhere else. I'll be a minion kavua. Because you're going to be a Knesset, Tzarech Lokum. To whom Malkum Yuchud, the Chol Ben Ayod. Right? But if it's in Shul, or even if it's not in a Shul, but it's in a place where they have a Kvistik minion, which is made for people to die when they're already. Everybody has a right to their place. So you don't have more rights to your spot than he has to his spot to daven. Now he's davening, you got to stand up. So he argues, but I paid for this seat. So part of saying the seat is it's my seat, I have a right to sit in it. Now you're coming along and forcing your bialess on me and making me stand up. No. So yesh nami yesh lahachmer. Achbois b'tar lo yachmer b'se. Then your person should be machmer. But in this scenario, which we said, the person is oisib b'tar, it maybe is a leniency. So we'll combine those two points. If you're sitting there already before, and you're learning, you're not machmer to stand up. Okay. So the Rambam said it's a midas chasidus on the circumstances to stand up. It's going to interrupt the shir. It's not a midas chasidus. That's a midas shtus. You know, you shouldn't interrupt the shir. The Rav is looking with his talmid, and the guy comes and starts davening. He says, "Hey, no midas chasidus. Let's move the whole shir. Stand up. It disturbs the whole thing." So that Adrav, there's no chiyuv at all to do that. So now this argument that there's a difference of halacha davka bebeisai meni kavua, it's different. So he's saying it as a chumrah. There's a leniency which argues it's my makom, I'm seated, and therefore I have no chiyuv to stand up when you come nearby. Comes and says, you know what? That's it. You're talking about a private place. But in a case where it's the shul, he has just as much the right to stand here as you have the right to sit here. So he has the right to stand there. Once he stands there, you've got to get up. He doesn't argue the opposite. You know, the shul is made for each person to have it to be their makom, and right now it's my makom. I want to sit in it. Like, he doesn't argue that. There are some who actually do argue that. Meaning to see this, can the horror mixture mechaber shalosh shalak kashura shaman the spal of the rabbi shal yishem mechaber behetz the mishavosi he can neither the makom shal tefila. Okay, now the mishavur over here in Sivkatan Yudalad explains what he meant in Sivkatan Yudbeis. So let's just talk out the thought process. That concept of one person davening, one person being seated, is improper. Because there is an appearance over here that this person is not interested at all in taking part of the idea of talking to Hashem. He's davening. We'll make our exaggerated case. He's davening with tremendous fervor, etc. The guy's like, I couldn't care less. Right? So that's wrong. So now the fellow is sitting there not caring less. Right? Couldn't care less in his seat. The fellow comes and starts davening next to him. Okay, so now what's supposed to happen? So luckily, he says, listen, I was here first. I have a right to remain seated. That's true. And that you're not going to stand up. But we do have a scenario which is not acceptable. We have a scenario of a person davening and a guy not being seated and spacing out, looking like he's not interested. So there is an element of bizoyan to Hashem, but it's not your responsibility. So whose responsibility it is that this new fellow come and start davening? Don't stand next to me when I'm seated. Go somewhere else. Right? Which is why, so that's, he says, so that means that the mispalel did something wrong by standing next to me. So I am doing a midas chasidus of helping him from doing it, stopping him from doing something wrong. So what I'm doing is I'm taking away the avla which he perpetrated by davening next to me. So from that vantage point, what are we saying? We're saying that at the end of the day, this scenario is not acceptable. It's really improper that it should be so, but it's not your responsibility. You were there first. Which is why you understand in the case where you're talking about in a shul, where that's not an argument, because he has just as much the right to stand next to you as you have a right to be seated. Everybody has their makom. Right? So in that situation, you can't argue that it's his responsibility. So then, what are you left with? It's your responsibility. You can't be seated when somebody's dominant. Okay, so that was the halacha of being seated. Okay, Sif Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch comes and says, it's actually two different gemaras and two different, both are in brachas, it's two different, not even the same daf. It says, Osir lavar keneged hamispalel b'sochar ba'amos. So you're not talking about being seated, you're standing, but you can't walk in front of him within his dalaramas. This applies only specifically to in front of him. The argument being that's distracting, and you should not be distracting a person when he's davening to Hashem. But you pass on the sides, that's normal, that's not a problem. Tess Vav, also Lavrik. Nimnei Shema Vatzel, Kamanosei, Ayane Zedem. So the first shot explanation is the problem is that you're going to, in some way, distract him and diminish his focus. Have a person walking in front of him. So that's the proper to do. And the Chazal said you can't do that. Lachin also, I feel Isaac Ozba Kriya Shema. So the fact that you're saying Kriya Shema doesn't solve the problem. It's not the problem that you look as if you're not interested in what he's doing. I'm saying Shema. That's not the issue. This is you're distracting him. So the fact that you're saying Shema doesn't make it less distracting. Sometimes it makes it worse. That's the first explanation. Zot Mishabura, second explanation. Chayot Adam Kosev Hatam. Chayot Adam says, okay, that's what they say, but I will tell you a different reason. So we know that the person who's davening should be davening klapi the Shechina, and the Shechina. So if you walk with his Dalaram, it's like you're interrupting between him and the Shechina. Further away, it's not his wish. It's not the Shechina comes to where his makom is, where he is. Shechina comes to this person, it comes to where you are. So if you walk with the Dalaram, that's your makom. So I'm walking between you and the Shechina. I'm walking further away. Not a problem. Okay, so this applies if Nehem. It started now. So, and the logic, according to what we're saying, is because if this is it's being mapped between you and the Shekhinah, so you're here, the Shekhinah is there, the guy walks in between. The guy walks over here. How's he staring you? And what's the problem? That he's walking up to the side. Now, if the argument issue is distracting, so the point is in front of you is distracting. Off to the side is not a problem. Now, what about Sodom Shilifneim? The Magen Rambam have cut involved with Shilifneim Dami Yehoyar Abashori. So, there's directly in front that's called Lifneim. Then you have a Sodom Shilifneim, which means that you pass the person by on the side. So right now you're on the side. You keep going. You move into his vision. It's not directly in front of him, but it's off to the side of what's in the part which is very visible to him. That's called Sodom Shilifneim. Says that much. So Magen Rambam says no, and the Yehoyar Abashori says yes.
Keep her, fell off of your head.
So pick it up and give it to him. So this is another kula which you have a kapodim kardal yirab, but the issue is only to walk directly in front of him. To walk person's down, you want him to pass by on the side, even though you're passing it as it were in front, Sadash of the that's mutter.
That's why some people do that kind of like half angle. Sometimes you see people don't put like straight back when they're stepping out.
Correct. Yeah. Al-Bitsidayim. Vazar Parshaskai Yisura Oysura Filibisidayim Tachar Bahamas. It says, but this is all talking about because, the Isra is Tachar Bahamas right now. So he's saying, no, even Sidayim is a problem. With Naladamas, the person, even the Sidayim is a problem. This makom should be miyuchad for the person's act of tefillah, not for you walking by. Okay. His name is mutar lavor, it's mutar to pass, belabor, and to stand. Okay. Now, what does that mean? So, Zot Mishabur like this. So, the person's davening, you're allowed to pass by on his side and stop there. Maybe keep going too far in front. Some point in time, the fact that they're there, your mama's right in front of him, as it were, is going to be a problem. Or if he means you pass by his side and you stop. You don't keep going further, because if you keep going further you'll be connected penei in front of them. Shakal Shikul Rose Afshahu Stun and Mishalafana Kilfana Dami Vasir. The nation about the Kamala Sayarisa. The issue is because it's distracting. At some point in time, it's in front of him, it's distracting. Yeah, we're talking about within the Al-Anamas. So standing directly in front of him is also distracting. That's how the Magen Rambam learns this sif, that's the son of a rasser. Well, your Abbas served the Lord, also rock, Lamar, Besachar Bahamas, Negat Ponov. So this is Eli Rabba, which he said before, that according to Eli Rabba, if the person's davening, you walk by, even though you're going to end up being in his line of sight, the peripheral vision, as you go further forward, if that's mutter. So he says, b'shas etchak, you can be mutter from that. So that's a shikolator for that. Hey, im hishlam tfilosar, person finished davening, somebody's davening behind you. You finish davening, somebody's davening behind you. So also leave soya, shalosh p'siyas. You cannot step back your three steps. Till the person behind you was completed. Shem Yasin said, you're moving in front of the person who's davening, which is also. This applies even if he started after you. So you can argue, listen, I started out, there's nobody behind me, I was a good boy, I made my space, and now the guy comes late and he starts davening behind me. I should be stuck because he started davening late. Yes. Right? Which you could have argued, you would have thought possibly not. I say, no, that's not true. So if there's somebody davening behind you, so you can't step back. You're the shore of your Rabbah Hanah.
So according to Eli Rabba, that Eli Rabba said that the Isser doesn't apply if it's it only applies if it's directly front and back. So you're stepping back, if it's directly behind you, it's a problem. If you're off to the side, it'll be mutus. That's one other heter. Shalosh pesiyos. Mari b'secher ba'amos. Ashiyahu b'secher ba'amos. Ayirei shalosh pesiyos sheyifsal l'chorev. It's relevant both if you're within Hizdal and Amos, or that your three steps which you take back will bring you within Hizdal and Amos. Either one would be problematic. This applies even if you started first and he came after you. He came after you already started. Shkar Hiskel, Lodikar Babik Guloi, and it's not like we could argue that, you know, that he's coming into your space, and therefore you have no chiyuv to deal with it. For the Marach B'Tfila, B'Tfila Sudara was in Shemseya Behubo Aksha B'Guloi, and then and the your mouse, the guy behind you who started davening late, is a long davener. Okay, so he is. So it's called right now. You're stepping into his space, and that's a problem.
So can't you angle yourself when you step back
so
the way that you're not stepping
into directly into his Dalai Lama? It depends. The person directly behind you walking with Tzadim, but the first step is in front of him. So what is happening with Tzadim? So if you're beyond his Dalai Lama, and your problem is your three steps will bring you within the Dalai Lama, so moving to the side would be sufficient. Now you're not looking at the most chumra, the Goshita, the Dalai Lama, you know, the 6 feet. So Irving asked me, he says, he's never been in a shul, he says, anybody do this? Anybody machban this? You know, anybody. I'm saying he hasn't seen that this is the hanhaga which has been accepted, what people are doing. So are there any kulas? So we mentioned one before, that the kula is that the person's holding in the tachanunim at the end. That's not some. Even the Mishabur said it brought the Shulchan Shlomo, that's considered like Shmoneh Esrei. There's those who disagree and say that's more lenient. So Aleph, some argue that, you know, the tzarech to go to the Mishaki, say you're allowed to move in front because that's person shouldn't wait because he needs to use the bathroom base. The tzarech mitzvah, some argue the tzarech mitzvah also would be mutter. So that's possibly a kula. There's an interesting approach to the issue. If the person stands in a place, you know, that's the back of base matters, right? So there is space behind the door, as it were, right? And the person stands there, starts davening Shemoneh Esrei. Every person walks into the Beis Midrash can't walk in the Beis Midrash because the guy stood there for davening. So he says he's considered a mazik l'rabin. There's a concept in the law called a meitzer zikah b'rabin, a space, a property which a rabin took possession of that they're using regularly. You can't build there. If you build there, we have a right to walk through your building and destroy it if necessary. So this is not any worse. So the person's, as it were, is making a blockage for the whole tzibur by davening right behind the door. Right, you know, right near the door where nobody can go in. So those type of places where that would be so, that's a heter. You take it a step weiter, someone want to argue that you, if you're davening in a mokum, using the Sfarad Mishabur said before, the other direction. Since it's a mokum which is miyuchad for people to come as a daven, etc., this person has no right to, as it were, spread his net and block you from doing what you need to be doing in this mokum. So when's the case relevant? The case is relevant, you're talking about a private place, etc. So then he says, Davin, you can't walk in. But if it's a public place, which is made for the tefillah, learning, etc., and forcing people to say they're not being able to do what they need to do, so some people are makel based on that. Mishabur doesn't bring any of this. I mean, Mishabur does not seem to be inclined towards any of those, you know, any of these, you know, or any of these, at least, you know, most of these terms, Mishabur doesn't seem to be inclined towards. So it is. I don't have a good hesber on why people are making on it, but they're right, the people are making on it.
Well, what did the Mishnah Berurah say in the case of somebody standing right at the door, or even in, as is the case in Shomrei, people step out into the aisles and you know.
So that would be the same thing, right? So that Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. Mishnah Berurah does not discuss the case and say one or the other. Saying Mr. Bird does not seem to, you know, have written any of these atarim. You can argue that that's the sushtel is interesting sushtel. the Marsham says it, says, you know, that what moving from the sun is davening. So he says, you pick the guy up and you move him away. He doesn't say you have a head to walk in front of the sun is davening, but you have a right to move him. It's like you have a right to move. I have the path, and you put a fence there. I have a right to break through the fence, right? So I have a right to move the fellow. So you take five guys to pick him up and move him somewhere else. He says, but you can't walk in front of somebody's davening. So it's interesting. Interesting connection. Okay.